Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you thought the Chiefs game was big enough this weekend, guess who else is going to be at the Chiefs game this weekend?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Super fan number one.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street, Night School, and 12 Strong, as well as his work for Children's Mercy Hospital with The Big Slick. You can see him on Fox NFL Sunday, and today he's here to talk about this weekend's huge Chiefs versus Texans game. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. How was your Christmas and New Year?
Oh, it was wonderful. How was yours?
Good, good, man. Well, listen, you know me, I'm not even a sports guy. I'm excited about what we're seeing here. I was away, and I was like, hold on, what, the New England Patriots aren't even going to the playoffs now? Like, I don't even know what happened when I blinked.
It was glorious.
Yeah?
It was absolutely glorious. It was like, it was a once-in-a-decade occurrence, but, you know, it's every time you get down toward the end of the season, it's always this thing where, well, this, in order to make the playoffs, or in order to this happen, you know, five things have to happen, whatever. For us, two things had to happen. One was going to be going to happen. We had to beat the Chargers. I liked our odds on that.
Right.
The other one was an impossibility, and it happened. That's why they play the games. So I couldn't have been any happier. That was a great day in Kansas City.
Jesus wants us to win a Super Bowl. The Lord Jesus Christ loves the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes more than he loves everybody else.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
There's no other possible explanation.
That's right.
The only one.
I used to think that it was foolish when I'd see a receiver cross the line and then, you know, genuflect himself and take a knee and give it to God. And I'm like, now I realize that was just, he was prepaying for this glorious, glorious season.
Of course, he's paying it forward. They know what's going on. Absolutely, yeah. This is predestined. All we have to do is sit back and enjoy.
I ran into your boys in Steel Panther over Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. I love those guys. So
they
much.
Love you. I mean, it's funny, man, because they know, obviously, we're both from Kansas City. So I ran into them in New York, and that's just a second ago. They're like, Johnny, Kansas City. And then they're like, Rob Riggle. I mean, you and Sticks have just, you're having a brodeo.
Yeah, we are. We're kind of broing out. It's a lot of fun. But I mean, if you go down the pantheon of great hangs, those guys are like some of the best hangs you could ever hope for. I consider myself lucky to spend time with them.
So 2020, what is 2020 offering you, Rob Riggle, the great Rob Riggle?
We are out of the gates hot on 2020. I love it. New decade, new everything. We're just getting it done. I did a little thing in Times Square on the ball drop, so it started right
really
on
nice.
New Year's Eve.
Really nice.
Now I'm working on a Super Bowl spot. I can't tell you much about it, but if you watch the Super Bowl, you'll see a pretty fun little spot coming out.
And stop and think about that. What we're talking about for a moment. You, a kid growing up, you know, you joined our military. You couldn't be more. I mean, just that stereotypical red-blooded American male. Like you grow up in Kansas, you end up in the military. You do incredible your service. You love football, and then one day, fast forward, you're doing movies and television shows, and you're hosting, and there's nothing that you haven't kind of put your hand into. And then the big one, the Super Bowl commercial. That's what everybody talks about. The people that do those, the creativity that goes along that with the spot. And there you are. I mean, that's no small thing. It really is no small thing, man.
Well, you're very kind to say that. All those very kind things. But Yeah, I'm grateful and blessed that I get to do this for a living, and so I hope to start out this decade and do as much as I possibly can. You know, I'm a realist too. Like, I know I have a certain amount of time on the stage before, you know, we all do, and then sure. It goes away. So I'm trying to enjoy it as much as possible.
Well, and you really, all kidding aside, you have done that beautifully, man. You every time I see you, you can tell, like, you're not unaware of how the universe hands you something, and certainly hard work and walking through those doors are the two keys to that. But there is a certain amount of planets that have to line up in order to afford you that door.
I concur.
Yeah.
I absolutely concur. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, hopefully the more opportunities you get and you make the most of them or whatever, you're able to take whatever, I don't know, whatever celebrity means. It's, I don't know. It's such a weird, gross thing these days. But, you can use it also for the greater good, too, like we do with the Big Slick and other things. So it's,
I don't think the word
it's a good thing.
Celebrity's not a bad word if it's like you. Look, you make people laugh. You do a great job at what you do. You're entertaining, and that's what you love to do. And because people enjoy watching you and laughing and seeing what you're doing, that gives you a certain voice. And that voice, when used for good, is an incredible thing, man. See, that's not the scum side of celebrity. You have your it's not even celebrity. It's just famous for being famous. That's just skeevy. Like, that's just boring to me. But then you have the people that believe that they're owed something or entitled something because they've been given a gift and they've developed a talent and they think somehow they're smarter or better than others. And that's ridiculous. The truth is, you have a gift, man. You have a talent for making people happy and forget problems, and they like to go and watch movies and you make them happy. And because of that, they'll listen to you. It's that simple.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
If it benefits Kansas City, then I'm all about that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, man, but never back away from that. I know your ego doesn't like to say celebrity, but I don't think it should be a bad word anymore for guys like you. I think you earned it, and I think it's a wonderful thing, man. And I hope it gets bigger and bigger all the time, because ever as it gets bigger, I just watch you do stuff like the Big Slick. When you guys come back this year, that's going to be ridiculous. I mean, it's hitting the tsunami level charity. I mean, this thing is outgrown every place you've put it.
Yeah, it's been exciting to watch it grow, and I actually am enjoying going out and recruiting every year to try to see who we can get. And when I meet new people, if I work with anybody new and I'm impressed with them or I think they have the right quote attitude, I love inviting them back to Kansas City. And I get such a joy out of bringing people back to Kansas City, exposing them to the city, exposing them to the people of Kansas City, exposing them to Children's Mercy, having a great weekend, because inevitably they all go back to New York or Los Angeles and brag about Kansas City, what a great time it is, what a cool event. And it fills me with joy to educate people about what a great town Kansas City is.
I get it. I absolutely get it, man. So tell me, what are you going to do one day? Like, if they wanted you to be a full bore, like, Fox commentator, because you know sports, you're super entertaining, and you might be that part of the puzzle these guys have always been looking for, because they've got some entertaining guys and some sports guys, but it's always, to me, sports guys who are entertaining, not entertainers who are sports guys. And that's the missing link.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. People have flirted with that, trying to make that work. I don't know if it does. I think sports fans are a little bit grumpy when it comes to sports. They don't want people talking about their sports or their teams that are yucksters. For whatever reason, I don't know. Like, Dennis Miller tried it, I think, on Monday Night Football. They tried to have him do it on Monday Night Football. And he did it for a couple seasons, and you know, people were pushing back against it the whole time. So I don't know. It's an interesting question, but I don't know.
Well, I think Dennis, and I like Dennis, and I think Dennis is an incredible comedian, but, I mean, he was a bit condescending. I'm like, man, it's just football. I don't think you have to reference Kierkegaard.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. You know, I think you're right in the pocket, but what about movies? Oh, by the way, the Bear Grylls thing, the ice climbing. Oh, hell no. I've done a couple things, and I ain't climbing any ice falls, man. The Khumbu ice falls and a giant crevasse. You can kiss all my crevasse.
Yeah, I being on a glacier in Iceland in January, I never saw myself doing it until I was doing it. But thank God I was with him. Thank God I was with Bear Grylls, because I did feel safe the whole time. I probably would, if I was out there with anybody else, I probably would have been doing a lot more praying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in ice falls, people do, you don't know, like, you know, you have these things on your feet, these crampons, and then you've got these ice axes, and you're basically stabbing and climbing, and you're roped. I understand it, but man, if you get hooked up in a big piece of ice and it decides to go, there's nothing in the world. It'll just tear your body in half.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't really think about that until after.
Like, so, that's a lot.
And hearing you describe it now is actually making me terrified.
are you really afraid of anything?
Yeah.
What are you genuinely afraid of?
My wife. That's about it.
I think I'm afraid of wasting time. If all honesty, I'm not afraid of a lot, because I've gone cave diving and I've done, you know, I've made entrance into shipwrecks underwater. I've done, you know, I've climbed pretty tall things, pretty scary stuff. I've done some pretty good free climbing but I'm mostly afraid of wasting time. Like, or I'm also terrified of becoming immobile, being injured to the point where I can't move. Like if I were to hurt my back or something like that.
Actually, those two things I absolutely agree with those two things that you just said. Those are fears. Yeah. I'll put those on the fear list for sure. Wasting time is a great one.
Yeah.
I think people that want to embrace this world and get out and do things and experience as much as they can while they can are motivated to do that. And the thought of wasting time is repugnant.
Yeah. No, wasted. It sounds so corny until you can make somebody understand it. It's money gets spent. You can make more money. You can never make more time. Time is all you have. It is you get mad at your friend and you waste that time between you two. You don't talk for a year or a week or whatever it is. Your girlfriend, your wife, whoever. You can never have that back, and that could have been time spent making incredible memories, doing fantastic things, and you know, we're all running towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, not to get too dark, but it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. That's good advice for anybody listening. Well, don't waste your time.
Well, it's simple. Like, it's the dumbest thing. Bob and I talk about this. We're afforded all this. We both grew up loving music more than anything because we're nerd kids with nothing. And so now a show is on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, and I start to find myself going, I don't know, man, I got to get up at like 4 a.m. And then the other 18-year-old part of me punches me in the face and goes, are you kidding me? There's a ticket for you that you didn't have to pay for. You know some of the guys that get up for your so you'll sleep when you're dead, you stupid dick. And I get up and I go to the show.
That's awesome. It does require, I've done this too, it does require pep talks sometimes. Mm-hmm. You have to give yourself a self-pep talk. I remember when I was doing comedy and I was getting ready for an SNL audition, I had just got done teaching an improv class and I was tired. It had been a long day. And I was like, I'll go home and I'll go work on this character later. And I did. I was standing on a corner in New York in 31st and 7th Avenue. And I was standing there yelling at myself. And I'm sure people thought I was just another crazy person in New York. But I was sitting there going, do you want to get on this freaking show or not? Well, then go down to the UCB and work on your characters.
Right.
Jesus Christ. I don't care if the show starts at midnight. Go do the work. And I was like, I'm tired. I was like, just go do the work.
But that is the difference, man. I got to tell you that, like, my great uncle Paul used to tell me that too. He said, I noticed the harder I worked, the luckier I got.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny how that formula works.
Right? Well, listen. You set such a great example for kids that are listening now. I mean, you think about everybody's come out of Kansas City, the Paul Rudds, the Rob Riggles, the Stone Streets, you know, the Sudeikis, and more, and plenty more. And I think, man, that out of everybody, and I love all of you guys, but I think you set such a great example of just always talking very honestly about work. Just you have to do the work, and hopefully you've got some ability of talent, or you can find whatever it is you need to expand upon and whatever strength you find inside there. But it's about the work, and you set a great example for kids that are listening right now.
Well, you're very kind again. You've been very gracious to me, Johnny.
No.
Very, very grateful to you. And your support, too. Your support of of all of our careers, but also, you know, what we're trying to get done in Kansas City. So thank you. Right back at you, man.
Well, Rob, I really mean that, because I can tell you, and Nikki will tell you, she knows I can list off everybody who ever gave me a hand, whoever who cared about me, whoever said, if you do it this way, I think you'll be better, or said, I believe in you, or just let me fall down and pick myself back up again and then still let me work there. I'll never forget any of those people because they mean so much to me.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. Yeah, I can go down my list, too, and they're all there.
Is Craig Glazier on that list?
No.
I love him.
I love the fact that I still love talking about Craig. We were laughing about it yesterday, going, man, what a frustrating, terrible person who had some other piece of humanity in him that drew us toward him like a moth to a flame. And I still miss this bastard. I still miss him. He owes me money, and he was suing me, and he was not a good human being. And I still miss him.
Yeah, he was hypnotic. It was like a train wreck. You couldn't take your eyes off it.
No. Hitler charm.
It was interesting.
I call it the Hitler charm. What am I doing? I'm not supposed to be with this guy. This is a terrible listen, you're coming in this weekend for the playoffs, the Chiefs. We just got to get past them.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm coming back. Enjoy the game, I go to Vegas. I place a bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and I actually think this is the year that I'm actually going to win that bet.
We were talking yesterday. Are you going to put money down? Have you already put the money down for the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
all right.
I do it preseason. I do it, you know, when the odds are great. And I bet. And here's the ironic thing: if they do win the Super Bowl this year, I probably won't cash that ticket. I'll probably frame it.
Listen,
I probably won't win anything.
Can you imagine if we could? It just gets. I was a kid when I saw our first series in '85, but it was not. It just wasn't part of my world at that point. So as an adult in media, I got to see us win a World Series. That was pretty amazing for even a guy who's not into sports. Like, to see a city wrap around it and be filled with such pride is an incredible thing, and it's a great memory. Yeah. I'd love to see what a Super Bowl would do.
Oh, I can't even imagine. They haven't been to the Super Bowl in my lifetime, and I'm no spring chicken. So I need to see one. And these past couple of years are as close as we've been in my life. I guess the Joe Montana 1993 year was pretty darn good, but for whatever reason, I think this is the team.
Brother, listen, safe travels getting into this weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
Awesome, man. Good talking to you.
You too, friend. Great Rob Riggle. You know, I do really mean that. Like, that guy, I think he sends the greatest. If I was a kid, and, you know who he is. You know all the movies you've seen him in, from Step Brothers to The Hangover, from, you know, 12 Strong to the Bear Grylls thing we just talked about. All of these different, it goes on and on. And you know who the guy is, right? Mm-hmm. So you hear him on a radio station, and he's always that guy, and you go, well, how did he do it? You know, was he just walking along one day and someone said, bing, I'm going to make you a star?
Nope.
He had to work, and he kept going and going and going. And, if you know, that's the stuff you got to hear. Why not you? Why can't you do everything Rob Riggle's done, or Paul Rudd's done, or Sudeikis has done?
There are kids, and I would be the same back years ago. What are you going to do? You're from Kansas. You're from Missouri.
Right.
Who comes out of here?
That's right.
Look at this list.
That's right. So, he's back in for the big show this weekend. It's the Texans.
You know that this Sunday the Chiefs will play. We're gonna beat the Texans. We're gonna rock the joint when we get more points. We're gonna beat the Texans. You know Mahomes will pass, shove it up J.J. Watt's ass. His playoff hopes will be wrecking. The Chiefs will be just fine if we score more times and beat the Houston Texans. It'll give us a thrill to watch Tyreek Hill run by those dumbass Texans.
And even better, Tom Brady will be a grouch watching it home from his couch
as we take out the Texans.
Let's get more points.
Yeah, we're gonna be the Texans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.